In the previous two chapters, Perek Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, the Alter Rebbe explained that Shechina is a reference to that part of God that comes down into the world to create it. Only it is the beginning of that creative process. So it doesn't clothe itself literally in the world, but involves itself with the creation of the world, being the origin of the creative power. And that is, in Kabbalah language, the attribute of Malchus in the world of Atzilus. It comes down into the Chabad of each world, and the Chabad of each world is called the Holy of Holies, Kedesh HaKadoshim, just as in this world, the Holy of Holies contained the Torah, which is God's wisdom. It contained the Luchos, the essence of Torah. And that was the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash. So the same is true with the Holy of Holies of each of the worlds, that it comes, the Holy of Holies of each world is the Chabad of that world. And that's where the Shechina rests in each of the worlds, in the spiritual worlds. Now, coming to the conclusion of this whole explanation, what does it mean that in this world, in the physical world, the Shechina rests in the Holy of Holies when God is everywhere and there's no place void of Him? Vihine, beginning of chapter 53. Vihine, kisho yabayis vishin kayom, when the first Beis HaMikdash stood, shebei ho yahorim vahaluchis. The Beis Kodesh Kadoshim, in the first Beis HaMikdash there was the Orein that contained the Luchos, because in the second Beis HaMikdash the Ark wasn't found, was missing. But in the first Beis HaMikdash the Ark was there with the Luchos, and it was kept in the Holy of Holies. Then then the Shechina, which is Malchus Da'atzilus, Shehi Bechinas Gilui Eirein Seif Baruch Hu. Malchus Da'atzilus means the revelation to the lower world of that which is from the higher world. So Shechina means revelation. So the Shechina was Sheira Sham. This revelation was there in the Holy of Holies, Umelubashes Baseres Adibris, and it was clothed in the Ten Commandments. What contained this revelation, this Shechina? The Ten Commandments. With a greater intensity, with a greater strength, with a much stronger revelation, far more revealed, more intensely, more strongly in the Ten Commandments here on earth than it is revealed in all of the higher worlds in their Holy of Holies. So the revelation that was present in the Beis HaMikdash here on earth was infinitely greater than that which was revealed in the, that which is revealed in the spiritual worlds in their Holy of Holies. Ki aseres hadibreis hem klolis ha-Torah kula. Why is it that the Ten Commandments are more receptive to the Shechina than the higher world, than the spiritual world? It's because the Ten Commandments represent all of Torah, a summary of all of Torah. The Nafka Migei Chachma Ilo, and Torah comes from supernal Chachma, from Chachma Vatzilus. The Le'ela Le'ela Me'alma Dizgalia, that is much higher than the revealed world. So the commandments representing Torah being a revelation of God's wisdom as it's expressed in Chochmah Da'atzilus, and that is infinitely higher than the revealed world, meaning than the created world, than that which Malchus produces. And so the Shechina rests and reveals itself in the Chochmah of Torah, in the Torah, because Torah is higher much higher than the other worlds, the spiritual worlds that are all created out of Malchus. Okay, they lachkakon beluches avonim gashmiim, and in order to engrave them on the physical material of the tablets of the luches, physical stones, leyorda memadrega lemadrega, kederech ishtal shalus ha'elam ha'isadelam hazeh ha'gashmi, it did not go. The writing of the commandments, not just the content, the Torah of the commandments, but even the physical object of the commandments, the tablets, and the writing of the tablets, they too are higher than the rest of creation. Because in order to write the commandments, in order to engrave the words of the commandments on the stone, all of creation comes through a chain of worlds. In order for a physical stone to exist in this world, it has to come through the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and then becomes a physical object. Whereas the commandments were engraved on a stone that was created in an unusual manner. It didn't come through all the worlds. Lo yarda mimadrega lamadrega. It didn't come through all this chain of levels. Kederech ishtal shalus ha'elameis ad elam hazeh ha'gashmi. In the same way that everything else in the world is created through the chain of worlds until it comes to the physical. Ki elam hazeh ha'gashmi misnahig b'hislapshas ha'teva ha'gashmi. Because this physical world is governed by the nature of the physical. V'haluches, whereas the tablets, ma'ase elikim heima, they are the work of God as they are described in Torah. V'hamichtav michtav elikim hu, and the writing is the writing of God. An unusual, shalamayla mehateva shal elam hazeh ha'gashmi, something above and beyond the nature and the laws of nature of this world. This world is governed by the laws of physical nature because it comes from the Shekhinah or from the Malchus, which is in the Holy of Holies of Asiya. And in Asiya also there are certain rules. Asiya being a created state, even though it's a more spiritual world, but it too has rules, and from those rules, from those laws, eventually evolve the laws of Teva, of nature, in this world. Shemimeno nimshach ev chayis le'elam ha'asiya, shegam le'elam hazeh b'chloli. So that this world, the physical asiya, is included in the spiritual asiya, in terms of limitation, and in terms of laws and rules of nature, so that the law of nature in this world is the result of the fact that this world, the physical asiya, evolves from the spiritual asiya. Rather, in terms of the Torah, when it was inscribed on the tablets, it came from Chochma da'atzilus, shehi klolus ha'Torah shebiyuda dibreis. Chochma d'Atzilus is the origin of Torah, of the Ten Commandments, and they were nislapsha b'malchus d'Atzilus d'briya levadim. And in coming down to this world, Chochma d'Atzilus, which is the summation of Torah, the origin of Torah, in order to come down into this world, it clothed itself in malchus of Atzilus and briya alone. It didn't clothe itself into the Malchus of Yetzirah or the Malchus of Asiya. V'hein levadon ha-miyuchodes be'erein sev shebetecha. And they alone, the Chochma of Atzilus, as it is clothed in Malchus of Bria. And Atzilus, so it's only the levels of Atzilus and Bria that influenced Torah, even in the manner in which it came down. Which means to say that the Torah itself, the Ten Commandments, the content of the Ten Commandments, is higher than the world of Bria. It's supernal wisdom. It's Chachma d'Atzilus. But even the manner in which the revelation took place, the manner in which these Ten Commandments were revealed, is that it was inscribed, engraved in stone. So even the engraving and the stone on which it's engraved is also unusual. Not only the content of the Ten Commandments. It is unusual in that it is higher than the world of Asiya and the world of Yetzirah. But it is not higher than the world of Bria. The content of Torah is higher than the world of Bria. The manner, the creative process that brings Torah into this world is not higher than the world of Bria, but it is higher than the world of Yetzirah and Asiya. Because all things in creation come through the process and are affected by all three worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, whereas the tablets and the engraving of the tablets, this came directly from the world of Bria, skipping the world of Yetzirah and Asiya. So, Hein ha-nikrois b'shem Shechino, ha-sheire b'karchi kadoshim de-bayis rishein, the Ten Commandments and the tablets are the Shechino that rested, that was revealed in the Holy of Holies of the first Beis HaMikdash, al yedei hislapshusa biyud hadibris. This Shechina was revealed by being clothed in the Ten Commandments, hachkukeis beluchei sheba'orim b'nes, that were miraculously engraved in the tablets that were in the Ark. Umayis elikim chayim, and they were the work of a living God, who alma diskasya hamekanin be'ilam habriya kenedal yedichin. The work of God is a reference to the concealed world, to the hidden world, not to the revealed world, which is the the attribute of Malchus, as is known to those who know Kabbalah. Actually, concerning the Ark, we are told that there was an unusual condition with the Ark that didn't exist in other miraculous circumstances. A miracle is basically a violation of nature, an overruling of nature. And that generally is described as a revelation of godliness from the level of saving. There's the level of godliness called Memali, godliness that fills the world, and there's a level called Seviv that surrounds the world. The level of Memali is limited to space. It relates to space or nature. The level of Seviv is not contained in space, in any particular place, and therefore is also not contained within nature. So it's the miraculous, the unnatural. Now, in the Ark, we had a very unusual combination. When a miracle occurs, being that it is a miracle, it doesn't relate to space. It comes from the Eir HaSeviv Kol Alamin. It therefore violates and disturbs the laws of space and nature. When there's no miracle, then the godliness flowing to the object is from the Memali Kol Alamin, and the Memali Kol Alamin fits into space. Now, in the Ark, Mokim Ha'orein Einim Min Hamidah, we found an interesting combination where, on the one hand, the Ark had a certain dimension, and it had to have that dimension, according to Torah. Torah commanded that the Ark have certain dimensions. And yet, at the same time, the Ark took up no room at all. It was dimensionless. This combination, that there should be able to be both Memali Kol Alamin and Seviv Kol Alamin at the same time in the same place, this is an unusual miracle. And that is the greatness of Torah, the revelation of the Shechina at the giving of in connection to Torah in the Holy of Holies, that part of God, which is greater than the Memali Kol Alamin and greater than Seviv Kol Alamin, but the essence of godliness was revealed there, and that's why it was possible to have a combination of Memala and Seviv at the same time. In the Hayem Yem, for the third day of Sivan, the 47th day of the Omer, the Rebbe writes that Kishe Histapru Bimei Hagbolo Kedem Erev Chag HaShavuos Lehoisa Ruach Amor Necha Mizeh, that when people would take a haircut during the 3 days of preparation before Erev Shavuos, my father was not pleased with this. Hama'ayin b'shitas teisa divrei hamaschol teira in Shabbos peites amad aleph, one who studies the opinion or the approach of Tesis in his comment on the words Teira in Shabbos peites amad aleph, Yovin will understand shechaga shavuos huzman eis rotzon l'mayla, will understand that the yomtiv shavuos is a very auspicious time above. V'Hashem Yisbarich matrid es hamikatrig al Am Yisrael, because at that time, on that day, God confounds the accuser, those the angels who accuse the Jews. Kidugmas hatradosei b'shas hatkiya b'Rosh Hashanah, just as the angel, the accuser, the Satan, is confounded during the blowing of the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaKodesh, the Tzeim Kippurim, and on the holy day of the fast of Yom Kippur. So on Shavuos, the same power exists where the accuser is confounded.